Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I need the Christ that's in you. I need your prayers. I need your words of encouragement. I need, and I'm not soliciting here particularly. You understand what I'm saying? But I need the Christ that's in you, but everybody else needs the Christ that's in you too. You need the Christ that's in everybody else. And God is building us together. And right now, today, this is happening here. I wonder if we lose sight of the immediacy of this. This is a day-to-day process that God has called us to live out and to believe. And all that he is seeking to do we want him to do it? Do we ask him to do it? Do we believe him? Or do we listen to the voice of the enemy and say, well, that's not happening because... And when he does it, do we have the thankfulness that was mentioned earlier. I'll tell you, God is simply looking for a people who are simple enough just to believe him. Oh my God, how we complicate such simple things that God is seeking. But what an incredible principle that explains everything. What is this world about? I will build my church. You know, I was thinking about a scripture. One of the scriptures I thought about was in 1 Corinthians 15. I don't know that I'm going to turn over necessarily, but I'll refer to the fact that Paul writes there and he says, he must reign. He is Christ. He must reign until all enemies are under his feet. Well, that tells me that there are enemies right now that are doing their thing. You know, I was thinking this morning, there are a number of us here who can remember the 60s. Do you sense kind of the same spirit going on right now? This just angry rebellion, people just looking to, just the spirit of the enemy, just trying to tear down and foment division and hatred and confusion and fear. Well, we're seeing a repeat of it, and it ain't going to get better. God wants a people who are so connected to him that he can not only bring us through this, he can use it in the process of doing the building, and we can be a light in the midst of this crazy, dark world. And he's going to connect us one way or another with those that have his spirit on the inside. And I want a heart that's wide open to his leadership. He has promised to do this. It's not my job to build him a church, not yours. We have one job. Look to him and do what he says. And trust him with the power to do it. Praise God. But of course, he says in that process, in that passage that I just referred to, Paul says there's going to come a time when he will, after he's put all enemies under his feet, he's going to hand over something to the Father. What is it he's going to hand over? A kingdom. He is the ruler over a kingdom, and there is a kingdom that he is building that is going to be completely ready to hand over. Father, here it is. I did what you said. He is doing that now. Just as the Father was in him to provide the salvation in the first place, now he is in us doing all of this work. I don't want to just blunder through and somehow it's all going to happen. I want to be connected every day to the fact that he's here active right now doing his thing, and it's going to happen because he's the one doing it, and he's got all authority in heaven and earth. That's the reason people can go out and proclaim a message like this. And wherever God reveals himself to a heart, if they will humble themselves and believe with all of their hearts in his saving power, absolutely, they become part of this whole thing that we're talking about. I will build my church. And he says, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. That sounds pretty good to me. I mean, no matter what the devil does, no matter what he's allowed to do in the world, he can't stop this. We've got brothers and sisters right now. It's things we said many times that are in difficult places. There's hardly a day goes by but what I don't read some news story about some place in Africa, Nigeria is one of them, and some other places where, you know, 39 Christians were just killed. Tribesmen came in and slaughtered, you know, broke into a service and slaughtered people. And then 79 were killed. 29 were killed. This is going on every day. We don't even hear about it all. You suppose that's a failure on his part? No, I'll tell you. What did Paul say? I'm trying to remember the words. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. See, this is one thing, because the life that he puts in somebody who surrenders to him is a life that the devil himself cannot kill. He cannot kill it. So whether his purpose is for us to live out here and to serve God and to allow his life to live in us, or whether he takes us out and we die, praise God, we're victors either way because of Christ. Everything goes back to him. And everything that he's done goes back to the Father, who is God over all. To him be the glory. Praise God. I don't suppose any of you have had the devil fighting against you this week, any? Everything's just going smooth. The devil's not putting up any fuss at all. Well, we know he does. We know that serving the Lord in this world is a warfare. And I want to be one that just learns how to look to the Lord and realize I don't fight from a position of frustration and defeat and hopelessness. I've got to try, but I can't do it. No, I want to realize that when Christ brought me forth from the grave of sin and gave me new life, he didn't just leave me here. He put me on the throne with him. I have every right to stand with him and say, devil, you no longer own me. You have no right to my heart. You have no right to my life. I realize I'm not there yet. I've got needs, but I've got a Savior who is able to bring me all the way through. He is able to save completely those who come to God by him. Why? Because he lives. He lives. He's at the throne. We've always got a place we can go. Oh, don't ever be discouraged by the process. Don't ever be discouraged by the enemy and whatever he may be doing in your life right now. Don't look at that. Don't take it seriously. I mean, in the wrong sense. You understand what I'm saying? We have every right to stand against it and say, devil, I'm looking to Jesus. He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He has made a promise that I believe he is absolutely carrying out. I will build my church. I want to have that burned into my consciousness when I get up in the morning, as I say, when I go through the day, when I come in here. He is actively right now in our midst, and he wants to be in our midst in the meeting. Do you think the stuff he can do? Do you want him to do it? You willing to ask him to do it? Willing to believe that he's going to act? I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And yet I don't want to discourage somebody. If there's a need and you need deliverance in your life, you look to God. He has the power to deliver. And we can join our hearts in crying out and saying, oh God, deliver your people from everything. Bring us through. This is part of the process of building and gathering and all of that. Oh, we understand the result. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has the heart entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them by his Spirit. He reveals that they're real. I may not be able to see it or imagine it. It's beyond my imagining, but it's real. The same God who has sent his Son has promised what he set before us. Praise God. Like I say, everything I've said is stuff that we've said many times, but somehow I just feel like the Lord wants us to get our attention back on him and to realize He is with us. Whatever you're experiencing, whatever you're feeling, wherever you're at in your journey, He's on the throne, and we know how it all turns out. Let's just lift our eyes and trust Him and believe Him and stand together. And many times the problem is I need to get my eyes off of me and what I'm feeling and start praying for other people and believing for them. God wants to come into our midst and be real in fresh ways. We don't have to replicate anything from the past. We just need Him here now, however He's going to do it. He could come like a rushing mighty wind, or He could come like a still small voice. That's up to Him. I'm not depending on anything outward or how he's going to do it. I just want Him here. Of course, I know He's here, but I want Him not outside knocking to get in. I want Him here with the people that actively look to Him and worship Him. I thank God for the spirit that was here this morning. I believe there was a spirit of worship in the hearts of so many, lifting their voices to Him. Oh, praise God. That's what it's about. I'll tell you, we draw strength. His life flows into us and we get stronger the more we open up to Him and believe His promises. He is worthy to be praised and worthy to be served. On this rock, who He is and the revelation of that, I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. To God be the glory. And of course, we see right after that, Peter argues with the Lord, "You're not going to die." And the Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan." So that encourages me in this sense that I don't have to be perfect. I'm still in a work in progress. When I run into a need, thank you, Lord, for showing me my need. How many of you react that way? I hear lots of giggles, lots of snickers. That tells us something, doesn't it? God wants us to see things differently through His eyes. I want Him. I mean, part of me doesn't want to say this, but I want Him if there's a need. And He wants to use me in a greater way. And He wants to do things in me and through me and lead me forward. I want Him to show me what's holding that up and to give me the willingness and the strength to say, "Yes, Lord, not my will, but Yours be done." I'll tell you, we've got an awesome God. We've got a powerful Savior He has all authority in heaven and earth, and we just have to trust Him every day. But I want, again, I'll come back to the central thought. I want us to realize that this is not just something Jesus said long ago. This is something that is happening here, right now, in our lives. And we need to be tuned in and looking to Him actively and desiring it. Just like Jesus desired to do the will of the Father, He desires us to be looking to Him, that He would do everything needful in us so that we can be builded together as a place that God can feel at home. We're not there yet, are we? But He's working on it. And we don't need to be anxious and fearful about not being there. We just have to say, "Lord, You're in charge. And You promised to finish what You started. And I believe You. Go for it." Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.